Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for a minute as we observe a minute's silence for those who perished in the disaster. Thank you kindly. Please be seated. Honorable Stephen S. King, Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Economic Affairs and National Development. Dr. Gail Rigobert, Advisor on National Development for the Government of St. Lucia and Co-Chairperson of this conference. Professor Alam Ahmed, President of the World Association for Sustainable Development and also co-chair of the conference. Professor Clement Sankat, Pro Vice Chancellor and Campus Principal of the University of the West Indies St. Augustine Campus, and the keynote speaker this morning. Professor Dale Weber, Director, Center for Marine Studies, University of the West Indies at Mona in Jamaica. Session chairpersons, conference participants, ladies and gentlemen. I am both honored and delighted to welcome you to the opening of the 8th International Conference of the World Association for Sustainable Development, which is being held this year in collaboration with the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies. One cannot help but marvel at the unusual turn of events that has conspired to bring to our shores, on the heels of one of the worst disasters in the history of St. Lucia, these deliberations on aspects of sustainable development that are of such vital importance to St. Lucia, to the wider Caribbean, and to the development agenda everywhere. The theme this year is Towards Epistemic Sovereignty, Rethinking Development in a Changing Global Political Economy. While the subject matter to be deliberated upon ranges from the overt economic and financial issues to the changing face of the demographic landscape, from environmental considerations to the role of information technology and learning in the development process, and from public health issues to social capital and development. The implications for policy formulation will no doubt be uppermost in our minds during the 3 days of the conference. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to invite Dr. Gail Rigobert to the podium. Dr. Rigobert has lectured in government and international relations at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine, for the last 7 to 8 years. She is currently on sabbatical from the university and is on secondment to the government of St. Lucia, where she serves as advisor, national development, in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs, and National Development. She is also conference co-chair and worked tirelessly to bring the conference to St. Lucia. She has lectured in England and has delivered several talks and participated in conferences in the Caribbean, Latin America, North America, the Middle East, and Europe. Dr. Rigobert has written on the theme of information communication technologies and development, with a specific focus on the socioeconomic implications for the digital divide. She's the guest editor of a special issue of World Review of Science, Technology, and Sustainable Development, entitled ICTs, Technological Change and Development in the developing world. She's also the co-editor of the World Sustainable Development Outlook 2010 and is the author of the book Bridging the Digital Divide: Prospects for Caribbean Development in the New Techno-Economic Paradigm. Dr. Rigobert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honorable Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Economic Affairs, and National Development, Honorable Stevenson King, Professor Clement Sankat, Pro Vice Chancellor and Campus Principal, the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine Campus, Professor Dale Weber, Director, Marine Sciences, the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus, Jamaica, Professor Alam Ahmed, President of the World Association for Sustainable Development, and also Professor at the University of Sussex, United Kingdom. Participants, conference presenters, chairpersons, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My task is a simple one, and that is to welcome you to this conference and to St. Lucia. But it happens against the backdrop of a hurricane that brought St. Lucians to their knees, looking up not only to assure that their roofs were intact, but seeking divine intervention for not having before been subjected to the ferocity of the climate. The theme of this year's conference, Towards Epistemic Sovereignty, Rethinking Development in a Changing Global Political Economy, I must confess, first came to me while I attended a conference at the Mona campus where Caribbean people gathered to deliberate whether it is our political independence had at all translated also into independence of thought. And after having deliberated on that concern for a little while and having been able to convince Alam and his team that the Caribbean should be the next host of WASD, I thought it most appropriate, therefore, to put this theme together to encourage scholars, practitioners, policymakers, thinkers from the Caribbean to consider whether it is and how our political independence may at all translate also into independence of thought. So therefore, it is indeed born out of an intellectual curiosity embedded in Caribbean thought. It seeks to respond to an earlier call decades ago for third world peoples to define their own realities and construct pragmatic responses suited to their particularities. The ill effects of the current global financial and economic crisis on both developed and developing countries have provoked raging debates about the merits and demerits of globalization, neoliberalism, and unfettered markets. The various sub-themes discussed here, it is hoped, will pique the interest of scholars, practitioners, policymakers, and civil society, and encourage persons to consider alternative explanations for third world problematic of underdevelopment in its multiple manifestations. This critical interrogation will serve as a first step towards constructing a way forward. I am delighted that St. Lucia is the host of this year's WASD conference. St. Lucia boasts two Nobel laureates, Sir Arthur Lewis and Derek Walcott. These preeminent St. Lucian scholars epitomize the excellence and brilliance of a people who have broken free from the shackles of mental and physical enslavement. Their work challenges the epistemological primacy of Western thought and situates the specificity of third world experience at the center of their thinking. Their success in so doing, in the fields of development economics and literature respectively, is no easy feat. They have set examples that every Caribbean person, every citizen of the third world, should endeavor to emulate. Even while achieving those lofty heights, St. Lucians have not lost touch with their essential humanity. Our cultural norms reflect that we are a truly simple and humble people. Our response to the recent catastrophe caused by Hurricane Thomas is testimony to that resilience of a people who have forged a culture that is uniquely St. Lucian. A people who epitomize and employ the maxim, "I am my brother's keeper," exemplified by the Creole notion Kudma, a tradition that is deeply embedded in the psyche of our people. This is what empowers us to weather any storm, to pick up the pieces, and to rebuild on a strong foundation of resourcefulness, togetherness, generosity, and spirituality. St. Lucia is also known for its breathtaking natural and scenic beauty that no hurricane can completely wipe out. Lovely beaches, lush vegetation, friendly people, and an easygoing lifestyle. It is no wonder that yet again we have been voted the number one honeymoon destination. Those of us who are still single, please, en route to the airport, help yourselves. St. Lucia has so much to offer, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the land of the majestic pitons and the Helen of the West Indies. I wish you a productive conference and an enjoyable stay. I thank you for being here. And I wish especially to thank our sponsors. This would not have happened without the injection of funds and tremendous energy from the St. Lucian community indeed, and from the regional and international community. Allow me to make special mention of SEQUA, which is being very efficiently run and managed by Mr. Daninet Reinhardt. Mr. Reinhardt, shall I ask you please to stand? And may we thank Mr. Reinhardt for having sponsored this conference. Thank you, sir. And I will be coming to you for further funds. Allow me also to thank Professor Sankat, not only for his intellectual input, but he too financed a major part of the conference. Professor Sankat, thanks to you, and express my deepest thanks to Dr. Hamid Ghani as well, who ensured that at least 6 graduate students from the St. Augustine campus were fully funded to attend this conference. Thank you, sir. I shall not bore you by going through the list. It is printed on the back of your programs. But I must say a special thank you indeed to the Honorable Prime Minister, who readily embraced this concept and has allowed us to host this conference under his distinguished patronage. Sir, I thank you. I trust that all will be well henceforth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Rigobert, for your apt and thought-provoking remarks. I now have the singular pleasure of inviting Professor Alam Ahmed to deliver remarks from the World Association for Sustainable Development. Professor Ahmed, who currently teaches at the University of Sussex in the United Kingdom, is a well-known economist whose particular area of interest